Good morning. This is Tyson.
With Georgia and Lachlan for the last time presenting your 11am Zlines. In local news, two Rockhampton childcare workers have escaped jail time after leaving a toddler in a bus for more than 5 hours last year. Both parties plead guilty to grievous bodily harm. Each party was sentenced to almost 3 years in jail. However, their sentences have been wholly suspended.
A Townsville man has been detained after allegedly being four times the alcohol limit, returning a blood alcohol of 0.191 while driving a ride on lawnmower through Townsville at 1am, claiming he was on his way to mow his daughter's lawn.
In national news, questions about gender and sexual identity may feature in the 2026 census. The Australian Bureau of Statistics are considering the issues as the ABS does not have statistics on how many LGBTIQ plus people there are in Australia. Additional changes being considered for the next census include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural identity, additional measures of disability, dwelling, occupancy status and ethnic identity, among many others.
It's shark time. Scientists from Australian National Fish Collection caught a new species of shark named Herodotodonas masha'allah, or the painted nose shark, collected from Gascoyne Marine Park last year. ANFC fish biologist Helen O'Neill says this group of sharks has many interesting features, including those that resemble features seen on extinct shark species.
In international news, a Freedom of Information lawsuit revealed that Commander, US President Joe Biden's dog, has attacked Secret Service personnel and White House staff on at least 10 occasions between October and January. The German Shepherd is the second of Biden's dogs to act aggressively, and Jill Biden's communications director has stated that the White House is, quote, a stressful environment for pets. The attacks have, on at least one occasion, led to hospitalization, and the Bidens are, quote, working through ways to make this situation better for everyone.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au to read more. Bye!